Shane at practice yesterday tore a ligament in his left wrist. Okay. Just taking on the block. His wrist got caught the flip way and tore a ligament. He worked through it yesterday. He worked through it today. Mm-hmm. We got x-rays, and he needs surgery. It's going to be 6 to 8 weeks. He should go in tomorrow morning, a.m., and he should be out tomorrow by lunch, probably. But he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, guys.
So start of the regular season in question, then?
Absolutely. You know, right now, you know, we're counting weeks, and hopefully he's back. You know, hopeful, you know, Dallas or Buffalo.
Torn ligament where?
In his left wrist. And it's really weird, guys. It's the same area as Booker. Booker had the bone that was fractured. He's got the ligament torn that's attached to the same bone that Booker fractured. So that's where we are. You know, it happens. Disappointed again for the player, you know, more than us, because he's worked so hard also, and he's making strides to have a great year. So, you know, it happens. You know, injuries happen, and in my opinion, they're going to happen. But when they happen, it's important. So, you know, right now, I think we're in good shape. They're happening early. We can get these guys back for the full season. So, obviously, disappointed for him. I'm sorry?
Would you have to make a roster move of any sort?
Or? Well, you know, we're not sure. You know, we're getting tight on numbers now, guys. We can't make too many more moves. So, obviously, absolutely, they all count. So, I'm going to meet with John, obviously, and we'll figure out a plan. But right now, you know, as far as the roster, it's pretty tight.
Okay. Guys, are you looking to step up in his absence?
You know, we signed Adebali in the offseason from New Orleans, you know, for his rushing skills. So he's a guy that's going to help us, you know, rush and, you know, from the Sam position and stop the run as far as setting the edge. He's capable, you know, we're excited about him.
Yeah. Shaq Barrett, is he close at all to coming back with all this? No,
I mean, Shaq's timetable has not changed. You know, we're hoping to get Shaq back, you know, probably in the same area, you know, as those guys, you know, hopefully week two or three. So, you know, we should get a nice Christmas bonus in the first 2 weeks of the season, you know, a nice boost. But again, guys, you know, injuries happen. And in my opinion, when they happen, that's what's important.
One thing, you had some great depth at pass rushing edge the Super Bowl year here.
Sure.
DeMarcus, Shane, mm-hmm. Shaq, and Vaughn.
Yeah.
Now you're starting a season with basically Vaughn from that group.
Right.
Taking some hits.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a 34 front defense football team, you want to have rushers. You know, you want to have at least three. So, again, you know, we don't play for a month and a half, you know, the real football game. So we've got time to figure it out.
Did he last hurt one, it? Troy? It looked like he fell awkwardly that first day, and then he had the brace on the last couple of days. No,
right.
That's not the...
He fell on it today doing pass rush, but right. He was already injured, guys. Okay. I mean, it was sore. You know, he wore a brace today in practice, but the x-ray showed the ligament was torn. So
not sure when.
It is what it is. Not sure when, but it happened yesterday in practice.
Oh, it did? Okay. So
yes.
When he got here, something happened.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yesterday in practice.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, guys.